how rewarding was what happened the other day, and how meaningful is it going forward?
You know what? It's great for a team and organization just to be able to play complimentary football and see how, you know, a week of preparation comes together.
Why did this work? From where you were 2.5 months ago to where you are now, why did this situation work with you and Josh? How did you get it all resolved?
Well, I think Coach, he does a great job of, you know, just getting everybody on the same page and, you know, preparing us for what we're going to be up against that week. And he's a great coach, and happy to play for him.
And how much of a confidence boost was that play for you moving forward?
Well, I mean, I'm not overbearing, you know, cocky or anything like that, but I'm always a confidence guy. I think to play the position, you got to have some type of swagger and some type of confidence when you're out there. So I'm always confident.
Does it help bring it back a little bit? Because, you know,
I never lost it.
Josh said he was happy for you, relieved, because, you know, a lot of people haven't seen the hard work you've put in here and everything. So was there that sense of relief for you two to make a play to help impact the game like that?
I mean, you know, you always want to make a play. You always want to contribute to a win. And, you know, it's early in the season, you know, so plays and big games will happen. You know, you just got to be patient.
A lot of people are surprised that the Broncos are 4-0. Are you, where are you, where do you fall on that? Is this what you expected, better than you expected? I mean, is this a better team than you thought you were playing for?
Well, again, you know, it's early in the season, and, you know, things are going good right now. We're not going to hang from the rafters, and we're definitely not going to hang our heads if something bad happens. But there's a lot for us to do. We have a lot of work to do to get better on, you know, well, in all three phases. So we know that.
Any specific problems the defense of the Patriots present for you guys?
Oh, definitely. They're smart, well coached. I think that's the biggest things that, you know, we have to be aware of. You know, they're going to be where they need to be on every play.
How much have you thought about what happened at New England last year? Has that stuck with you guys?
Not at all. I mean, I think it's a totally different team. Seems like a totally different organization. So anything that happened in the past is the past.
Josh was asked about New England, and he said that they're playing more man coverage than he can recall. You've played New England quite a bit on film so far. Have you seen them play a little more man than you remember?
You know what? They do a good job of mixing it up. You know, you never know with New England what they're going to do. Like I said, they're well coached, and whatever they do, they're going to be where they need to be.
Now, personally, you're seemingly back on track. Do you want the ball more?
I mean, I think every receiver would love to be a part of the game, but I think one of our biggest things that we focus on is doing your job. So if that's me blocking or catching a go route, that's what I'm going to do.
What do you think of the uniforms, Brian?
You know what? I had a chance to wear it a couple months ago, and, you know, they're all right. We like them, some of us.
How personally meaningful do you think this game is to Josh, given his background with the Patriots and Belichick angle and all that?
I think at the end of the day, it's an exciting game, but, you know, it's still, you know, another game to us and to Coach. It's not about the guys from New England. It's just about another Sunday, you know, and we're going against a good New England team, and we have to prepare like we've been and a little bit more. And I think we'll be able to hang in there.
How happy are you right now? Like, off the field, your life, you're off the field. Stuff are you still doing? The off-field charity work and kids.
You know, that's something. That's something that I, you know, I'm always going to do. We have a bunch of things in the community that we're going to do this year with Reverend Kelly and the Open Door. We're kind of just putting things together, and I'm excited. I've never been more confident in my life and myself as far as the track that I'm on, and I can honestly say that.
Is that carrying over to the field and to your practice?
Well, I mean, when you're doing the right thing off the field, it helps on the field, and vice versa. You know, just like, you know, Coach always preaches complimentary football, but in life it's complimentary too.